Greetings. Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And yes, I greet you amidst all that goes on in this world, in the spots and the places where we have the chance to connect. I know most of these have been drive times just because, hey, that's just how things have been. But, you know, on the fly, on the run, as we continue to do what God has us to do, first of all, recognize the reality and the truth, which is that God is in control, the devil is a liar, the victory is yours in Christ Jesus. You have the way, the truth, and the life because you follow Him. You follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You know the way that you must go, and you're going in it. And in all that you do, God is in control. So now, knowing this reality, knowing this fact, knowing that He that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion, how now do we live amidst all that takes place? Well, one, you got to be encouraged. Be encouraged because everything that you see going on, this is not, there's nothing outside the realm of what God has known, made known, warned about, encouraged about, quickened us about. What did Jesus say in Matthew 24? He said, when you see all these things taking place, you know, I mean, you're going to see all these things taking place. So when you see them taking place, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. When you see all these things taking place, you know, these things must needs take place. You know, when you see all these things taking place in the world, you're going to have trouble. Take heart, I've overcome the world. Okay, so there's plenty of things that are put there in the Word for us for reason and for purpose because you needed to know. You needed to know in advance. You needed to know because if He didn't tell you, all right? If Jesus did not tell you that these things were going to be part and parcel of the journey, then you should have reason for panic. You should have reason then to be scared. But you don't, because He's already made it known unto you. So when He makes it known unto you, now you have that assurance that He's in control. Now listen, we don't love our lives in this world, so we continue on just basically saying, okay, your life in this world, to live is Christ and to die is gain. So we don't love our lives in this world so much as to shrink from death. We're okay. You're okay with whatever the situation is in this world and in this life. And you know that with whatever it is that you're going to face here, that God is in control of all of it. And so you take courage and you use the things that God's given you as you are a co-creator in Christ Jesus, affecting this reality, affecting the things that are going on here. So now is a time where you got to keep praying. When you see things come up, you need to pray. When you see things that are there and God quickens you, you need to pray. Now, we don't pray like the world prays. We don't think like the world thinks, because the world has their own ideas and their own motivation. If you look at it from the perspective of the way that the world is thinking, you're going to be taken down this path of basically, because the world has infected the church system, okay? So the world has infected the church system. And the fact that the world is in the church system, the result of that means that they're going to try to preserve the world. So when the world system in the church wants to pray, they want to pray to preserve the world. That's not our prayer. Our prayer is, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is our prayer. So in the prayers that we pray, in the things that we do, in the things that we say, it is about the kingdom. It is about another system entirely. It is about something that God is doing, not what man is doing, not man's intention, but God's intention. Now, for this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. So, as God was manifest in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil, what do you think you're doing here then? What do you think you're doing here if Jesus Christ, if God bothered to come into this reality and be the Word was made flesh, came into this reality as flesh, well, what are you doing here then? There you go. You know, we're here to destroy the works of the devil. We're here to see the fulfillment and the fruition of God's plan and purpose on the earth at such a time as this. We're here to do the will of the Father. Like Jesus said, I only do the things I see the Father doing. Like Jesus said, I only speak the words that I hear my Father speaking. So for us, we say what God tells us to say and what we hear the Father speak. We do the things that we see the Father doing, and we carry on. Now, the life that we live in the world, well, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So the life that we live in the world is that which is hid and grounded in Christ Jesus. That's it. That's all that we do while we're here. So if you are abounding in the world's eyes or abased in the world's eyes, it's irrelevant. What matters is how are you doing in line with the kingdom? How are you doing in line with the king? Are you walking in relationship with the king? Are you doing the will that the king has for you? Are you in step with his plan and purpose? Are you looking to him, the author and the finisher of your faith? Are you doing the things that he has for you? Are you an extension of his kingdom? Are you one with him? Or is there separation? If there's separation, if you're not one with him, now there's an issue. You need to deal with that. If there's something that's keeping you from being who God wants you to be, deal with it. Nip it in the bud. But don't let those things sit there. Because there's so much that the Father has for his people and for his children in this time. But it's not going to come on your terms. It's going to come on his terms. It's going to come on us walking with the Father in his way, in his plan, in his purpose. Now, in the midst of this, why does the enemy work so hard to get control of your mind and your thought process? Because he wants to keep you from praying. He wants to get you off of the intention that the Father has for you. If he can get you to keep you from praying, now you're not using the weapons of your warfare. Now you're just sitting there and taking it. So he wants to get you off of that. So that's why the attack is against your mind. And this is also one of the reasons why the people of God get gang stalked. Because if your thought process is all over the place, you're not praying. If you don't know how to rapidly refocus on the things of God, then you're going to be distracted and dismayed, and you're going to be all over the place, and the enemy is going to keep you from praying, keep you from engaging in the things of God. Acts chapter 16, case in point. If Paul and Silas in the jail at night, if they were not in that place of prayer, nothing would have happened. If they were not in that place of worship and prayer, nothing would have happened. Nothing would have happened. They would have just sat in that jail cell, feeling bad for themselves because of all the horrible things that had just happened to them. That's what would happen. Yep. But instead, their eyes were on Christ, and that prison cell became a place where they could still worship and praise God And in that tough spot where their backs were ripped open, they're bleeding, it's the middle of the night, feet are in the stocks, they're singing praises and hymns to God, and God is meeting them right there. And in His meeting them right there, that result was a powerful demonstration of God's power, and nobody left. Everybody was liberated, their bonds were shaken loose, but nobody left. They were set free in the natural, but they knew the freedom was there in the spirit, so nobody wanted to leave. Nobody wanted to leave that natural place of bondage, because in the realm of the spirit, they knew their freedom was there. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So people want to be where that's going on. And that can happen and flow through you when you keep your eyes on Christ. That can happen and flow through you when you don't allow for your life to be dictated by the situations around you. Pray. Pray. Read the Word and pray. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Speak the truth. Whatever comes in front of you, pray about it. Put it before God. And tear down those strongholds of the enemy. Because you've been given the power to do that. You've been given the power to do that. So use that power that God's put in you. Pray, seek God's face. Turn from wicked ways. God will heal you. He'll put you on the right path. And do the thing that God has for you to do. And yes, there are things that are natural daily concerns that come up as part of our journey while we're here in this life. Okay, fine. We'll take care of those. But don't let those things be the things that consume your mind, your heart, your motive, your intention, and your entire being. It's the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world, in Matthew 7, that choke that seed and make it unfruitful. Those are the things that the enemy would have to put before you to get you distracted, where you can't receive the light of God because you're facing somewhere else. You need the light of God so that you can grow and produce the fruit of the Spirit. In all that happens, in all that takes place, trust. Know that God's in control. Trust. You know, when we worry, it's because we don't trust. You know, when we get perplexed in all these different ways, it's just because we don't trust. We're not trusting God. We're trusting something else. Trust. Trust the process. Trust the one that's leading you. Trust the one that's guiding you. Trust the one that called you. Trust that He knows what you need. And be persuaded that He that began that good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. You got to trust. And if you don't trust, put that before Him and pray. Lord God, would you work in me? Help me to come past the things that are keeping me from you. Help me to come past the things that are keeping me in a different spot where I should not be. I don't want to be in bondage, Lord. I don't want to live in something that is anything less than my destiny as a child of the living God. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. I pray right now for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that you raise us all up. As we're seated in heavenly places, I pray that you would raise us all up in this projection of who we are in this life and in this reality, so that we can be a full reflection of who you called us to be here. Lord, let us be what you made us to be here in this life. Let us be the fulfillment and the fruition of your plan and purpose in this paradigm, this construct. Father, I pray for healing in the hearts and minds of my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray for deliverance. I pray for joy. I pray for happiness inside of the hearts. And I pray, Lord, there's a lot of them too, Father, that are tired and weary. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us and give us rest. Rest for our souls, Lord. Lord, it's the yoke of the wicked that's heavy. You said to your children, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lord God, let the yoke that you have for us be what we carry. And let us walk with that lightness of step through this life and through this journey. Let us rest in the Spirit and rest in you, knowing, Lord God, that you're with us, that you're strengthening us, and that you're accomplishing your purposes in and through us. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, Father, that you have blessed us in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for your plan and purpose for every one of us. Lord, we pray, Lord, your will be done in our lives and our hearts. Lord, we pray for the full manifestation of your intention for us. Thank you, Lord God. I just bless my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that you help them to be healthy, strong, with clear mind and focus, Lord. I pray that if any of them need to shift or to move out of the way of any kinds of attacks of the enemy, I just pray that you'd show them what to do, and I pray that you'd quicken them to know what to do and when to do it. Lord, we love you, and we trust you. We give, Lord God, ourselves completely over into your hands for your will to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Keep on keeping on. Know that, you know, with everything else that's taken place around the world, things are going to escalate, all right? We've tried to continue to help people have a perspective of what's on the horizon. But you got to know, and you got to adjust. Things are not going to go back to the way they ever were, that's for sure. So move forward with where God's going. This thing's going full on into the light. And as it goes into the light, everything that's not of the light is going to be exposed for what it is. No remnant of anything outside of what God intends for this life and this journey and this truth. In Christ Jesus, we live and move and have our being. And with that, we love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. God bless you. Bye.